This is The Rounds Table.
Hello, Rounds Table listeners. Welcome back to another episode. This is your host today. My name is Paxton Bach, and I'm a general internist in Vancouver. We have a new guest to the show today. I'm pleased to welcome here Dr. Kate Kalitza, who's a general internist, practices in Calgary. Welcome, Kate.
Hello. Thanks for having me. I've been a fan of the podcast for a couple of years now, so it's exciting to be a guest and be part of it.
Awesome. I'm very happy to have you on the show today, and we have a bit of a special episode today. I've alluded to this in past episodes, but I do practice general internal medicine. I also have training and practice addiction medicine as a part of my work, and Kate, you and I both did our addiction training together.
We did, in Vancouver.
So we are happy to bring a theme to the episode today, and we're going to talk about a couple addiction-related papers that I think are really relevant to the general internist and the general practitioner in general. So without further ado, we'll dive right into it. And Kate, tell us what paper you brought to the table today.
Okay, so the paper that I wanted to discuss today was published in the New England Journal of Medicine on January 30th, so hot off the press. And it is a randomized trial of e-cigarettes versus nicotine replacement therapy, published by Peter Hajek and colleagues.
So this is a very hot topic these days. We're hearing a lot about e-cigarettes in the news, maybe not quite in this context. So tell us, what is the bottom line to this article?
So in this randomized trial of smokers who were interested in quitting, the use of e-cigarettes significantly increased one-year abstinence rates compared to those who were using traditional nicotine replacement therapy. So the rates of cessation amongst individuals using e-cigarettes was 18% compared to 9.9% in those using NRT.
So that's a pretty dramatic reduction and pretty impressive. This is new. This goes against some previous literature. So tell us, Kate, a little bit why you decided that this is something that was important for us to talk about today.
Mm-hmm, for sure. So prior studies looking at e-cigarettes were not particularly encouraging and didn't, on the whole, demonstrate a significant benefit. But as you've mentioned, as addiction medicine physicians and general internists,